What's up, everybody? This is Neil Rio, and this is the final message from the ministry, Let's Please God. I'm pretty much shutting down the ministry, so this message will be about that. It's been 5 months since my last update, and as you remembered, I put the ministry on pause for the purposes of focusing on my personal growth and things like that. But I'm returning to say that I'm letting go of the Christian faith and religion altogether. This may come as a disappointment and even a shock to some, but I've thought this through, and I just ask that you all respect my decision. So I've been a follower of Christ for over 30 years and a Bible teacher for over 10 years. And I've been a faithful fundamentalist believer. I've walked in the Spirit, as I always say at the end of my messages, and I've kept the commandments of God. And I did everything right, but I just didn't get the results the book promised. The only thing I did get was a clear conscience and a moral life. But I think there's a lot more to life. So let me just give you the three main reasons why I left the faith. And the first one is I personally sacrificed and suffered for Christ, but didn't have that consistent joy nor the power that the Word of God promised. You know, I did have power over sin. I was able to conquer sin, but just in life and winning in life, you know, it was just a lot of failure. And the scriptures talk about sacrifice. It talks about suffering, and that's just part of how things are supposed to be. And so a lot of times I would just rationalize and say, well, that's part of what's happening. And when you look in the Bible, when you look at the Acts, you look at the power that they had. You know, you look at the apostles, you see power, you see persecution too, but you also see power, you see internal joy. I just wasn't seeing that in my life. So that's one thing. And there's a lot of reasons why that's the case, and I found that out. But so here's the second reason. And this is what gave me clarity and understanding. The second reason why I left the faith is I discovered the Bible was plagiarized from multiple sources, including ancient Egypt philosophies. So there's the principles of Maat, which the Bible copied and made them into the Ten Commandments. I found that there were other older doctrines and older civilizations that had similar beliefs that now mirrored Christianity, or Christianity mirrored them. So it's like I was learning that the religion as a whole was just kind of a composite of other people's religions and beliefs and philosophies. And I know some of you've heard the same thing, but you probably brushed it off and said, well, that person is probably trying to attack my faith, or this is just something to get me away from God. And I understand that. I heard that long time ago before, but and blew it off. But at this point in my life, I looked at it again and I began to fall into all this research. And I said, man, this actually makes sense. Finally, I learned that the Bible was not initially meant to be taken literally. So when they were putting the Bible together, they were saying this is going to be allegorical. Okay. An allegory is the representation of abstract ideas or principles by characters, figures, or events in narrative, dramatic, or pictorial form. So their idea when they were putting the Bible together was not something to be taken literally. When you do your research, you'll find that they realize, you know what, people are not understanding what allegories are or how to interpret this. And so they're going to just say, everything is literal. Everything happened here. So that's my research, and I'll be talking about that later on somewhere else, but it's up to you to do your own research. But that's why I left. Those are the main three reasons. Now, there's a bunch of other reasons and a lot of other information I came across about this. But, you know, here's my beliefs at this point. I believe the Bible is not the infallible word of God. It's rather a coded book written by men for multiple purposes, one being to control and disempower people. So, you know, I felt disempowered ever since I became a Christian. I mean, my life pretty much went downhill since I became a Christian, ever since I became a Christian. And I seen my power leaving. And then at the same time, scripture is talking about, you know, you need to decrease so God can increase. It's stuff like that. And then you have to suffer for Christ. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. And somehow after all of this suffering, all of this disempowerment and weakness and giving the glory to God and and making him your center, somehow he's going to bless you and glorify you, as the scriptures say, at some point, maybe in heaven or on earth at some point. That's what the scriptures say. But now that I know that they fabricated this whole thing, it's not true. Another belief I have is now I no longer believe in a place of torment. So there is no hell. You know, now I never was fearful of hell. I always believed I was going to heaven because of my lifestyle. I knew I was following the commandments. I knew I was living in the spirit. And so I didn't fear that. But I knew that other people had a conscious fear of hell. They always were thinking they were gonna die and go to hell because they didn't feel like they were good enough for God. So I don't believe hell exists. I just don't believe it. Okay, because the whole religion's made up. Everything is made up. These people came up with something and told us something and said it was literal when it's not. You know, so I don't believe, you know, there's a place of torment. I don't believe in Satan. I do believe in evil people and evil intentions of people and perhaps evil energy or negative energy or things of that nature. But I certainly don't believe in a Satan, an all-encompassing person that's opposed to God. And I just don't believe that. I also don't believe in a savior named Jesus at this point. So I don't believe anybody's coming to save you. Now, for some people, that may bother them because they feel like, well, what am I going to do? Well, you know, I can have a whole discussion about that, but I don't feel threatened or fearful because there's no savior now. So this decision to change over and leave Christianity, I don't feel any fear, or I feel a lot of peace and also feel freedom. And I do feel even empowerment on some level. So those are my beliefs. So with that said, the accounts in the Garden of Eden, the Great Flood, the adventures of the Israelites, this stuff never happened. It never happened. Now, you know, once again, I'm just saying my beliefs. If you still believe that, that's fine. I respect your beliefs. And if you want to hold on to Christ and the Bible, that's fine. I'm not going to try to necessarily pull you away from it. But I'm just letting you know where Brother Neil is at. Brother Neil has left the faith. He no longer believes in this stuff. And so I just want to be clear with everybody. So people like Adam and Eve, Moses, Jesus, and Paul, they never existed. And surely there should be some record of a man walking on the water or feeding 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves or raising the dead or healing people. Where is these records in natural recorded history? Because only where we find them is in the Bible. So with that information, I've come to accept the fact that Jesus did not exist and none of these other characters in the Bible existed. Once again, they also stated that the Bible was allegorical. Therefore, this is made up stuff just to express some ideas. It's not to be taken literally. Okay. So with that said, I don't believe the Bible should be thrown out, but it just should be approached from an allegorical perspective. And I believe that you should live your life by your conscience, the counsel of wise and respectable people, while considering how your actions affect others, and not strictly by the laws and principles of the Bible. Okay, so there are some good things in the Bible that just, you know, do this, don't do that, that will benefit your life. And I'm not saying you should throw the Bible out and not do those things. I'm just saying that my belief now is that don't be so strict in thinking that you got to follow everything in this book, because this ain't the word of God. I just don't believe it's the word of God. And I believe that you should know instead of just having blind faith. So the Bible talks about having faith, believe this and believe that. I'm at a place where I want to know. Until I know and see and can understand and grasp that idea, I'm not going to just have faith. All right. So I no longer accept the worldview that the Bible gives me. It tells me that there's a God and that there's his son and it's the Holy Spirit and they all are working together in unison. And then there's the devil and his fallen angels and demons. And there's the people who follow God versus the people who don't. And there's going to be a war and these prophecies in the Bible are going to come to pass. And this is that is going to happen. And this, I don't accept this stuff. My views are changing as I continue to do my research about the world for myself. I'm just not going to accept what this Bible says about my world that I live in. So I'm not an atheist. Obviously, there's a creator. When you just sit in nature, you can see there was an intelligent designer that put all this together. But I'm just not accepting how it came together or who did it based off of what the Bible said. And finally, I just attribute my encounters with God, because everybody has, oh, God did this for me, or I seen God do this, or that had to be God. Well, for me, I'm attributing those things that I seen happen to me or I felt was God just to my own mind, the power of my own mind and how I'm thinking based off of my Christian indoctrination. So if you're told you know, God exists and he works for mankind, and he does good for mankind, then you're going to attribute good things that happen to you to God. And then when bad things happen to you, you'll say, well, that's the devil. And in some cases, when bad things are happening to you, you're saying, well, God is allowing this to happen to me to make me stronger. It's just your own mind based off of the indoctrination from your religious upbringing that's leading you believe that God is doing this or Satan is doing that. That's how I look at things now. Okay, so where does this leave the ministry website? Well, the site will remain up for archive purposes, but it will have a message stating that I left the faith and I don't no longer believe most of the stuff is on my, that's on my site. Now, there's a lot of stuff that I still hold true. And I realize a lot of my content has helped people. So for that reason, I'm gonna leave it up there, but I give people the caution and the understanding that the author of this content has left, just to let them know that, hey, this is not the same guy. If you contact him or if you see him in person and start talking to him, hey, he don't believe that no more, you know? So I'm grateful for helping people. I've gotten emails and people saying this has helped me, this and that. But I also realize that I've put out content that's been damaging to people. And I apologize for that. One in particular is the doctrine of divorce and remarriage. And I've always been strict about that because the Bible's been clear about that, where it says that you can't get remarried if you're divorced. So say, for instance, if a man divorces his wife, he can't get remarried, neither can she get remarried. And if a woman is divorced by her husband, or if she divorces her husband, she can never get remarried. This is what the scriptures say. And this is one of the hardest teachings I had to give people since the beginning of my ministry. Mostly women contact me and ask me, Neil, what do you say about this? And all I could ever tell them is what the scripture said. And it would be so hard for me to tell them that. But because I'm a man of principle and a man of sincerity, I'm not going to just lie to them. I'm going to tell them what the Bible says. If I say I'm a Bible teacher and I'm telling people what the Bible says, I can't change the Bible to tell you something to make you feel better about your situation. So I've told countless women and men, but mostly women, when they email me about their relationships, that, hey, you either got to stay with this guy or you got to divorce and remain single. And I can only imagine what level of suffering people are going through because of that teaching. And so I apologize for that. You should be free to marry whoever you want to. And you are. Now, the Bible, once again, because this is fabricated, because it was meant to be allegorical, you're free to remarry as many times as you want. The other issue that I had was mostly with men. They would contact me and say, Neil, you know, what can I do? I know I can't have premarital sex, but can I get some oral sex from a prostitute? Or, you know, I want to please God, but at the same time, I got these urges. And the Bible talks about premarital sex. It says you can't do it. That's considered fornication, and all fornicators will go to hell. Now that I don't, you know, see the Bible as an authoritative source on morality and what you shouldn't be doing in life, you're free to do that as well. People are free to have sex with whoever they want, whether they're married to them or not. And for all the men who contacted me, free to have sex before marriage, you're free to have sex with a prostitute, you're free to do what you want to do. However, just remember that there's always consequences to this stuff, but at the end of the day, you're free to do what you want to with your body. And quite frankly, this restraint before marriage is just totally against a male's biology and a woman's biology. And I've talked about that in my series, where you now that you want to have sex, you can't because you've been suppressed for so long. You know, I don't want to get into it today, but that's just a few things I wanted just to clear up there. Finally, the question you may have is, what am I going to do now? Well, what I'm going to do now is do my best to show people that there's a lot of damage in fundamentalist Christianity, religion as a whole. And so I'm going to be exposing that on a new channel and a new YouTube channel of mine, where I just, you know, expose some of these things and also reveal the research that I came across that led me to my beliefs. And I'm going to continue to do research and be a scientist on spiritual things. And I'm going to continue to seek empowerment and spiritual development. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So finally, in conclusion, I wish you all the best. I ask that you respect my choice to take this path. I don't need you to pray for me. Don't nobody email me talking about I'm praying for you, Neil, that you get back to God. And I don't care nothing about that. Okay. I'm actually excited about my life and its future. And I feel a sense of freedom. There's been so many weights lifted about the world and how things operate. And I'm just so glad to have come across this information about the Bible and about Christian religion and things like that. And I'm not for Islam either, and I'm not for Judaism or any other religions as well. But primarily, I have a strong disdain for Christianity because of what it's doing to people. And so I will be talking about that in more detail. So at this point, I'm an apostate. That's what they call people who leave their religion, an apostate. So you should probably heed the warnings of the Bible about people like me. It says in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceiving spirits and teachings of demons. So according to what you're hearing from me now in this message, I'm one of those people. You can consider this the latter times, and I've departed from the faith. So, hey, you shouldn't be hanging out and talking to me or following me at this point. Okay. Another scripture says in Hebrews 3:12, it says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. So I'm that brother that, according to scripture here, has an unbelieving heart that led me away from God. Finally, if you'd like to learn more about my journey, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's going to be linked on the page, or it'll be in this YouTube video link description box. But I'm just going to, you know, warn you ahead of time. You know, I'm going to be saying some stuff that's considered blasphemous and antichrist and things of that nature. But this is the information I've come across. And I think that it should be shared with people, because I feel that there's a lot of problems with religion, and it's detrimental to people, and particularly Christianity. You know, and if anybody has listened to me over the years, I've always had some issues with Christianity, but I never quite let it go. I always held on to the Bible, and I always held on to Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father. But when I realized that in this book, all of this was made up by a man or men, but yet my life internally is not with consistent joy. I'm disempowered because of my beliefs and my choices. This something ain't right. Something ain't right. And some of you may have the same thinking, but you couldn't articulate it, or you felt like, I can't leave God because if I do, that's it for me. Well, that's what you were taught. And you need to get other information outside of that. You can't just have one system of ideas from one source. And for anybody who was raised a Christian, you got to look at this from another perspective, because that's all you know. That's all you knew. And for me, it was all I knew. Since the age of 5 or even earlier, as early as I can remember, I was taught about God. I was taught there's a God, there's Jesus, and there's punishment, and there's laws, and you got to follow him. And if not, he's going to punish you. This is the stuff that I was taught. So I don't know nothing else. And then the religion, the way it's built, it keeps you in the religion. If you stray, you're going to hell. If you question it, you don't have no faith. If you got no power in your life, it's your fault. You must not be doing something right for God. So I'm free now, and I'm not coming back. And I'm going to keep searching and studying and delving into spirituality and the things of that's been hidden from us. That's been told that we can't look at that. I'm going to look into those things. And I've been looking into those things. So I've been at this place for at least, I would say I left as soon as I paused the ministry in August 2020. And about probably a month later, I came across this information and I haven't stopped studying ever since. And it just clicked for me. It made perfect sense. And from that point on, I've been studying, but I had yet to put up this message to let people know. And so recently I've been getting a lot of emails about Bible related stuff. And I'm like, man, I got to tell these people I'm not even with this stuff no more. So I will respond and tell them, hey, according to your question, this is what the Bible says, but I just want you to know, hey, I'm no longer a believer in this. So I'm officially now giving you a message and an explanation just to give you an understanding of where I'm at. And I hope you just respect that I'm gone, you know, and I don't have no fear, you know, and according to the Bible, I'm going to hell. God don't protect me now, you know, and stuff like that. That don't bother me. And for those who want to patronize me and say, well, I'm praying for you, and I just hope that you, it's unnecessary. Just respect my decision, you know. And I respect people that's in Christianity. I don't go after people who believe in Christ at this point, but I understand their mindset. And I let them be. You know, this is something that you have to come across yourself and then accept for yourself. I'm not necessarily going to be pushing my beliefs on people. But, you know, if they come across my channel in some kind of search, they're going to get the truth that I feel needs to be heard. So that's all I got for you. Till next time, I wish y'all well, and I wish y'all to know the truth, and I wish y'all freedom and empowerment and success in life.